the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday for some
and Wednesday
for others.
I'd like to meet these people who it's Wednesday for.
Works that way. Well, listen. All right, yesterday, at this time, we had, actually, we spent a lot of time on Greg Grunberg's CrushEpilepsy.com. And I wonder, Jennifer, on Facebook, what sort of asset
I wanted to
that
tell
was.
You about that, actually. Or, yeah, Twitter. I've gotten some great feedback. And I think a lot of people actually went to the website to help out Greg Grunberg. And what it is, in case you missed it, is a website called CrushEpilepsy.com. Go there from your mobile device. You can download this free game, which is really a fun game to do. And then the people that put on the game will give a dollar to epilepsy research and trying to find a cure and help people cope with the disease. And Michael Mortimer, who's a Facebook friend of ours, said he just went to CrushEpilepsy.com, he downloaded the free game, and he donated his dollar. So that is great news. Thank you for doing that, Michael.
And it's a free game. They donate the dollar, so it doesn't cost you anything.
Right,
exactly.
And it's a cool game.
So just even if you don't want to play the game, go download it on your app, on your phone, and then they get the dollar.
Yeah. You know, it's CrushEpilepsy.com. Anyway, that was a nice highlight, nice way. As a matter of fact, we may have him back again later in the week just for fun. This seems to be personality week on Good Day. Shadow Stevens, who's a big-time radio guy. When you hear his voice, you'll understand that. A guy that is, I'm guessing he's about my age, maybe a tad younger, but I used to listen to him. He was one of the boss on WRKO, but he was on some of the great, great...
He had one of the big national countdown shows, too, and he had his own television show. What was his name?
Yeah, for me, he's the center square. Shadow Stevens is the center square.
Right. Hollywood Square.
He's written a book for youngsters. It's a book about bullying called The Big Galoot. And we're going to focus on that because we know it's a big problem. But in just a moment, we meet Shadow Stevens here on Good Day.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Roberta Fasanelli. This guy is his real name, by the way, Richie, is not Shadow. It's Sue. But because of all the trouble that any boy named Sue get into, he changed his name to Shadow. And so now the world knows him as Shadow Stevens. I try to make my voice sound as
deep. That's just a cool name.
Shadow Stevens.
You and I had a quick conversation at the recent Talkers Convention. I don't suspect that you will remember me, even though I think I did identify myself as somebody from Boston who used to listen to you on WRKO. And certainly people now, I'm in Los Angeles, and the KHJ fans, KRLA, your resume is one that goes back to music radio, and yet, even though people say, I used to listen to you when, you're not that old, are you?
No, I'm 27.
27, congratulations.
Yeah, well, just the other day, too, and you know, what a day it was.
I'm sure it was. All right.
So you look great.
Yeah,
thank you so much. I do yoga.
Yes, do you? And how does it do?
Well, thank God. You know, thank God.
Yes. So, honestly, what's your real first name? I didn't ask you that.
Shadow. Shadoe. It's God's baffling and incomprehensible sense of humor.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they're out. You are...
very, very strange.
You know I'm going to wiki you, Shadow, on that, right?
Right.
You know, you can just wiki up.
Sounds like a challenge between you two.
All right, so Shadow Stevens has a world of wonder in his resume. Actually, this guy started his own radio station when he was 10 years old, Richie, in North Dakota. And then I remember... You what?
The cattle and the wheat and the folks that can't be beat.
Yeah, in Jamestown.
Yeah.
At what point did you become enamored with your voice?
I don't think that I became enamored. I think my best attribute was always enthusiasm. I always had a lot more enthusiasm than talent. It was always,
Well, see what it's done for all of us. I mean, that's the story of success is probably what you just explained, in a sense.
I think that's the key for me, certainly, and I inherited it from my father.
Yeah.
But a lot of enthusiasm.
But people know you from being on American Top 40 for a long time. You've done a lot of acting, too. I've sort of forgotten about that. I'm just looking at your resume here. A number of things that you were in. When you were a kid, starting the radio station, what did you think your life was going to be like as you started out in Jamestown, North Dakota, really?
My first love was art. And I was fascinated with radio, and it seemed like magic to me, the idea that something could come out of air. And when I built this little radio station, it was so extraordinary that we could go out and listen to it a mile in every direction, get in the car and see how far the signal would go. And they discovered me on the local station and put me on the air as the world's youngest disc jockey. And they say it was picked up in Life magazine, although I've never seen it. I think it may be an urban legend, but that's what I was told.
But you actually have quite a bit of talent, and that's not the case for a lot of people on the radio. And it shows up in lots of things, whether it's the acting that you've done. You've certainly applied yourself well as an announcer. But now you have this children's book about bullying, and I'm wondering if there's something in there that is autobiographical about you or perhaps somebody in your family. Why did you go in this direction?
You know, it's all very baffling to me because I dreamed... I woke up 20 years ago saying button-sided hooey out loud. It woke me up. And I thought, that's the weirdest thing that ever came out of my mouth. And I wrote it down. And as I looked at it, I thought, it sounds like Dr. Seuss. And my children were very young at that time, and I decided to write a book like Dr. Seuss called The Button-Sided Hooey. And it turned into this epic story that went on. It's like a chapter book. And I knew no one would ever publish it. So I wrote another book that would lead the way, and it would be about bullying and believing in yourself and never giving up, something I could read to my children and pass on to my children. And it was about to be, it was signed in 1997 to a company and was about to be released. It was about to go to press to be released. And it was... There was a hostile overthrow of the company. The CEO and the president were thrown out. They canceled the children's division. It took 10 years for me to get the rights back to my book. And when I finally got them back, after this company went bankrupt and the company that inherited it went bankrupt, and then it was assumed by another company whose, you know, all the files went into some storage cabinet. And when I finally got it back, we did a short run with money for my family and put it out, and it was... quite successful. We got wonderful quotes from Whoopi Goldberg and Dick Clark and Henry Winkler and Gene Simmons, all wrote great stuff for it. And the first book, the collector's edition book, was sold at an auction for World Children's Relief for $10,000. I thought, this, we're off and running. Well, such was not the case. It needed to never give up. And finally, after all these years, we have it just launched on iPad and Kindle Fire. And the iPad version is really terrific because it has narration with it, and then the narration has sound design.
Okay.
So as radio guys, I think you'll appreciate it. It has, when the thunder cracks and the wolves howl, it comes off the page. And as I read it, every word is highlighted on the page at exactly the moment I say it. So,
very cool.
It's quite a cool thing. The iPad version is very cool.
And yeah, I have that. I'm going to get it for my kids.
Yeah, I think you'll really like it. It's designed for kids from 4 to 104.
All right, so what's the lesson, the story, other than never giving up, which is, I think, sort of a hallmark of where you are, and I guess I am, and people who decide they want to do something or stay with something, they just stick it out. And this character, Warren Galoot, who is the protagonist, he's not the antagonist, so I guess he's going to be the protagonist. How do you get into the lessons of bullying? Is this guy bullied?
Well, what happens is it all happens at Middleburg School, where everyone gets along. They have the same smile and the same shined shoes. And when Warren Galoot comes to town, he has five size 42 hands. The biggest hands anyone's ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. And then the laughing turns to making fun of him. And the making fun of him turns to mocking and shaming and tripping and, throwing pies in his face. And through it all, the big Galoot, Warren Galoot, says, "Well, I'm a Galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up."
Listen to that. Read it like, "I'm a Galoot, but
I'm a Galoot.
Yeah.
But I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up."
There you go. That's it. And that's the way you read it to your children. That's that sort of thing. The cadence and reading it like that will mean
it's all written
stick.
Like Dr. Seuss. And, and I'm really anal about getting every syllable right. I'll tell you my favorite line in the book. What happens is the kids go to an outing in up in the mountains, and they're taken way up, and it's beautiful, and it's way up high, and a storm breaks out, and the thunder claps, and the lightning crashes, and the wolves howl, and the kids are running for their lives. And time after time, the big Galoot throws a size 42 hand from over a ledge and reaches out and tries to save the kids over and over again. It's very dramatic, but the best line is, "But that big Galoot poked pigeon-toed feet deep into the mud and would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased, saying, 'I'm a Galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up.'" Like that.
Yeah. A big Galoot. All right, this is online. Download it. At shadowstevens.com?
Well, you just go to the Apple Store.
It's in your app store.
The Apple
iBook.
Store. All right,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Shadow Stevens, thank you. Great to have your voice and your presence here. I'm a big fan. Shadow Stevens on Good Day.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Listen to this song, but the more I do, you can hear Jeff Lynne from ELO all over this.
All right, so how many people are aware of the Rich and I just talking about this? You know, me, I forget half of whether it's whether we're talking about on the air or off the air.
It's just one continuous show.
It's this conversation. The fiscal cliff.
Oh, yeah, this was off the air we talked about.
Was it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say the negotiations didn't go particularly well, but there are some things that got handled. Tax rate increases are effective for some. Today there's a little bit. Actually, because the House, it was going to vote on them today, right?
Is that the idea? Senate passed it last night, apparently, overwhelmingly.
Yeah.
And now the House has promised to vote on it today, but nobody is saying whether they will approve it or not.
Yeah. All right. So, in general, as you create a thought or two or three or four in your mind for the new year, perhaps you might want to think about being a little more frugal. Because probably, like it or not, and we can discuss and debate from now until when the cows come home, whether it's appropriate or not to have all of these expenses, and that's a political discussion that we're not going to have here. But there are people who are concerned about being able to pay all of their bills, especially after Christmas, credit cards, yada, yada, yada. So my question to you is, how many have an emergency fund?
Mm.
How many of you?
Yeah.
Haven't really received has one.
You know, not until recently, though.
Really?
I had some savings, but just this past year, it was my goal to build the savings to where, okay, if I need something, it's there. And I've been able to build a little stash, and I'm going to try and do that again this year and just see, because it's scary.
Yeah. Well, it can be, depending on how you figure out how many people have put money aside during the year. Not many, it seems to me.
It's tough to do right now.
Very, very hard to do that sort of thing. So it's easy for people to say, oh, yeah, we're going to save more, but how do you really do it? If your job, remember, now we were talking about the differences between those who are government employees and those who are civilian employees working in the private sector, and how the average income for people in the private sector has gone down $4,000 or $5,000. So under that reality, and maybe you got a couple of children, how do you save money? That's the thing. It's lost most people, especially in our consumer society, where we're all about the business. I make my living telling you what to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy this. Go do that. Try this. Try that. So you want to. But that increases your expenses.
Well,
if you don't
necessarily, because a lot of the things we talk about save people money.
Well, we'd hope.
So hopefully we're saving you money on some of the things that we help you find that can help you grow that stash.
Yeah. And that's why you kind of you think about how life doesn't necessarily follow a script, doesn't go as planned. That's why it's probably a good idea as a New Year's resolution for you to have an emergency fund. If I can make that suggestion, it's not about, this is not Dave Ramsey stuff, although he helped. I was in the airport the other day, and there was a woman reading his book, and I said, you like that book? What's the story of the book? Yeah, he's helped me save money, she said. Now, what could be better? My God.
She has no credit anymore because she's throwing away all of her credit cards, but she's saving money.
She's saving money, and she feels good about that, and she attributes it to Dave, so what's wrong with that? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Fly chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hit a jazz hit as well. I think George Benson is known not only as a Grammy Award-winning top 10 singer, but I think his music, Richie, you can back me up on this or not, has spanned several different formats, the pop genre, the jazz genre, R&B, certainly. George Benson, excuse me, born and raised in Pittsburgh. When he was 7 years old, Benson played the ukulele in a corner drugstore that paid a couple of bucks. That is good. At the age of 8, he was playing guitar in a nightclub on Friday and Saturday nights. At the age of 8,
wow.
At the age of 10, he was recording his first hit with RCA Victor called She Makes Me Mad. And he was known at that time as Little Georgie. So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Little Georgie.
Haven't heard that in a while.
Oh, okay, so that's a good thing. So, at 7, you picked up a ukulele. Where did the ukulele come from?
Actually, my father, my stepfather, he found it in a garbage can. Someone had broken it up and thrown it away.
Really?
And he retrieved it and glued it back together and put a new set of strings on. And he taught me the first few chords, and there was the beginning of my career.
So did you grow up around music then, essentially? As your father,
you know,
your stepfather
was loaded with a lot of great musicians. We had Perry Como from there. We had Art Blakey, the great jazz drummer. Mm-hmm. Billy Eckstein, Lena Horne, people like that, Henry Mancini.
Wow.
So it was loaded. Lots of great music.
George, do you ever think about what if somebody never threw that ukulele away?
It probably would not have stopped me because I had started on the violin. I got kicked out of the violin class in school because the teacher found out I wasn't reading the music. I was playing by ear.
Yeah,
that was the law, against the law then, you know. Yeah. So,
all right, so then how has that been a hallmark in your career? Did you ever learn to read music, or do you always still play it by ear?
I can read a little bit of music, you know, but I'm not what you call a sight reader. Mm-hmm. My ears are better. Better than my eyes.
This is what I always wonder. As I'm a very amateur musician, been playing guitar all my life, and I'm still very bad at it. When you write songs, do you write it down how, or do you just kind of remember the riffs and put it all together?
Yeah, I usually find something. I might hear something in my head, kind of a musical riff of some kind, and I'll try to get to a recording device to just put the idea down.
Mm.
And then I embellish on it, you know, as time goes by. I add a little bit here, a little bit there, and pretty soon the whole song is in my head. And that's the process I've been using for many years.
So who helps you? Who comes up with the ideas to collaborate with you?
Well, you know, I've run into a lot of great musicians over the years. Some of them they've become my protégés. It's like I was the protégé of a lot of other musicians like Montgomery and Grant Green, Kenny Burrell. So when I hear their potential, you know, I try to nurture that, you know, and encourage them. And lo and behold, a few years later, they're up to making a record as a duo with me. So they made a lot of progress, and I said, hey, man, we need to put this on record so we can have this for all time. And it's worked out very well with me. Earl Clue was one of them. Great artist, you know. Today I'm very proud of what he's accomplished.
Well, the essence of your music, at first, did you feel like you belonged in any particular genre, or you just like to play and it fit and people liked it? You know, I just said a few minutes ago, you were part of R&B, you're part of jazz, part of pop music. Does any of that mean anything to you, or you just, you don't sit down with an idea, okay, it's time for me to have a pop hit in your mind?
You know, it was amazing to me when I went to New York finally, you know, in my late teens, and I found how segregated the music was. You know, to me, it was only one kind of music, two kinds, good and bad. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know they put labels on music. Although I had been hearing these different kinds of music, no one ever said on the radio, well, here is a funk tune by such and such in those days. They do now, but they didn't in those days. And they would just play a Nat King Cole record, and I liked the artist and the song that he was singing.
So
you know.
And maybe you can speak to the fact there are a lot of people today in the world of music who say that it's been ruined. It was ruined by the big guys, the fat white guys in the corner office smoking cigars who decided what the hits were. In fact, what a lot of people are doing, and I'm not sure about how you're distributing your music now, but we'll get into that. Is there a change because of the realities that the white guys in the corner office smoking cigars really don't decide what the next big hit is going to be?
Well, everything changes, you know, but everything also has to have a beginning. And so every part of it was important. I mean, the people who were interested in music really nurtured the art of music, and the people who were interested in finance, money, nurtured that into them. I've benefited from both. I have Grammy Awards that say, well, George, okay, you're an important artist in the stream of things. But I also have done very well financially.
Mm-hmm.
So all of it plays a part. I don't have grudges, and I don't...
No, no, I'm not suggesting it's about grudges. I'm just asking about the reality. And what portion of your time, your life these days, is on the road performing in big venues, medium-sized venues, smaller venues, and have you liked doing that over your career?
Well, I've certainly enjoyed the challenge that each one brings, you know. Playing in a big outdoor venue is light years away from playing in a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenges of playing in a nightclub might be bigger because you're
really
up close and personal and they can hear every nuance of what you're doing.
Yeah. So you can't cover your mistakes.
Yeah,
right. Richie, play a little of the... this is a song that George Benson is with us now. His website is georgebenson.com. He recorded this version of The Greatest Love of All for the Muhammad Ali movie, The Greatest, and then it was later released by Whitney Houston.
You would be the one. Oh, I'd want to hold forevermore. Oh, girl, if I lost it all tonight, I would reach for you, because you're my sweetest.
I didn't get the right introduction. This is the new song. The one for me, I thought we were going to play. I'm sorry, go ahead, George.
That's good, because people got a chance to hear. There is a great similarity there that I just realized when you played it.
Right, when I first heard it, I thought at the beginning, I was, Richie, play the beginning. I don't think you played the beginning of The Greatest Love of All before, did you? Did you play that?
No, I didn't, no.
Do you have that there?
It was the one.
Or do we not?
I have it around somewhere.
All right.
Yeah, I can play this.
Should end tonight, you would be the one. Oh, I'd wanna hold
your voice, when you sing, George, sounds younger than your speaking voice. Do people tell you that?
Well, you know, my voice is a combination of a lot of experiences I've had. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I was with them. You know, I sang by myself for a while.
Yeah.
And then the singing group thing, you know, the doo-wop groups came along.
Yeah.
And some of the songs you had to sing very high, you know.
What
you
doo-wop
Frankie
groups?
Lyman period, you know.
Yeah, what doo-wop groups were you a part of, and have you got some of that music in your head?
Well, I had one of the best groups in Pittsburgh. They were called the Altairs.
Yeah.
And for years we sang together, you know, from the time I was about 15 to about 18 years old.
Oh, come on, I want to hear one of your hits.
We didn't have any hits back then.
Oh, you didn't?
We were local around.
This is
the
white
guy. That was a great one, wasn't it?
It was. Frankie Lyman, what a shame. I guess that's part of the sort of subtext behind the scenes. When you were a kid, we all know what drugs and alcohol, what role it plays these days. You remember hearing Louis Armstrong said he smoked a joint every day of his life, and that's how he got into the mood to do things. But as a kid growing up in Pittsburgh and being a part of the music scene there, how much of a problem were drugs? Frankie Lyman died when he was, what, 18, 19 of a drug overdose. Was it something that you had to cope with?
You know, I never got into drugs. I got into trouble when I was a kid, though. And I did a very short stint at a reform school about 6 weeks.
Oh, really? What happened?
Yeah, it taught me a great lesson.
What did you do?
I knew that jail or being locked up was not going to be my part of my life. So I went the straight and narrow. I got into the singing thing and tightened up my art. And I learned to play the guitar better. And
mm-hmm.
And so by the time someone came and asked me to go on the road, I was almost ready.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed the experience of going out around the world and seeing what the world was like. A couple of years of doing that, or 3 years later, they started thinking about me as one of the top 10 players in the jazz world. You know?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been recognized by the National Endowment for the Arts as a jazz master. Who else is in that? Who's in that group with you?
Oh, the guys, you mean before me? Great folks: John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, probably Wes Montgomery, Miles Davis. You know, a lot of incredible people and names you might not know, but they're very common in the jazz world. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've had the pleasure of playing with a lot of these people, and they watched Georgie when I was young develop into a guitar player. When I first went to New York, I was a singer who happened to play guitar.
Right.
But they saw the potential and they encouraged me. So years later, lo and behold, here I am, considered a jazz master among the greats. Wow.
You know, go ahead, Richie.
Well, I mean, do you look out there today and see anybody that you just go, wow, that's some really neat stuff that's coming up and new?
All the time. I'm all over the world, so I get a chance to see people who, you know, that the world right now doesn't know exist, and probably in some cases they never will. You know, that's the incredible thing about what I do. I'm in nooks and crannies all over the world, you know, and I'm at jam sessions where some youngster will come up on the bandstand and blow everybody away.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, that kind of thing happens every day, but that's what keeps music so interesting.
It keeps it fresh,
and gives us a future generation for good music.
All right, Turn Your Love Around. I don't think you've played a bit of that, Richie.
People
remember this. It's a big hit in the early 80s.
Wow.
Crank it up. Good song. So, George, I'm guessing, not knowing, you and I have never spoken before, but I'm wondering, as I listen to your voice and as I hear your attitude, what you do to give back. Because I'm thinking you're one of these guys that is either in the neighborhood or somehow or other is trying to fix things for people who may have had the same start that you did, and you're trying to bring with the, instead of turn your love around, they're trying to, under your auspices, turn their lives around. I don't know it for a fact, but I'm just sensing it. Am I right or not?
It's a good question. And, of course, anybody who's had the kind of success I've had will always want to see others, you know, enjoy that, too, because the thing I wish I could pass on was that everyone would have the kind of experience, the things that happened to me that I never imagined what happened to me, you know, record of the year with this masquerade way back in the 70s. And the one you just played is probably my biggest single, believe it or not.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize
I had the good fortune of having the number one record in the United States, and from the same album, a different song called Never Give Up was number one in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've seen a lot of things in the music world, and I wish a lot of people could experience that, too. And people do call me from or get in touch with me through email from all over planet Earth, you know, asking me questions about this, that, and the other, you know. What do I think about when I play? Who are my heroes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How did I get to where I am, you know?
Yeah, those are all great questions. You know, I wish I'd have thought of them, Richie. Now that we're out of time, those are good questions. GeorgeBenson.com. Is that where this song, The One For Me, is downloadable? Or where is the, what's, is this commercially available? How do we find The One For Me?
I'm not sure. There are several sources. Blue Water Records is one way, because BlueWater.com would probably be the easiest way to get the record.
BlueWater.com.
And then I'm sure it's on Amazon.
Must be, I was going to say. It would have to be on Amazon.
Absolutely.
BlueWater.com for the new music from George Benson. Check out his website, GeorgeBenson.com. George, a pleasure to have you here. And I hope that you have a great New Year. Happy holidays. Take good care.
Well, I appreciate it very much, gentlemen. It's a little early for me, but I'll tell you, I enjoyed the conversation. And I hope to talk to you again sometime.
A little early for us, too, George.
Nah, it's good for you. It's a wake up, rise, and shine call, George.
Thank you.
Take good care. George Benson, on Good Day.
I try to say. Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it.
TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ball dropped, but did it drop right off the fiscal cliff? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's take you back to Times Square, the middle of New York City last night, just before midnight. 2-1, there was a countdown in there somewhere, and there you go, millions counting it down while shivering in the cold. That 12,000-pound Waterford Crystal Bowl dropped right on schedule in Times Square. 2012 is done, 2013 has arrived, or 2013, as many of us will say it, all of us hoping for good things in this year to come. But the question heading toward midnight dealt with that nagging fiscal cliff. Lots of yapping on Capitol Hill yesterday. President Obama emerged and had this to say yesterday afternoon.
It appears that an agreement to prevent this New Year's tax hike is within sight, but it's not done.
Well, as it turned out, Vice President Biden and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell brokered a deal the Senate voted on at 2 o'clock this morning Eastern Time. Under the agreement, Bush-era tax cuts for individuals making less than $400,000 a year and couples making less than $450,000 will be extended. Those making more than those figures will have their taxes go up. A decision on all those deep spending cuts is put off for 2 months. The Senate approved this on a vote of 89-8. The measure goes on to the House, which plans to reconvene at noon Eastern Time today. If they approve of this, it goes to the president. Bottom line, we have technically fallen off the cliff, but it looks like later today the parachute will open before we land. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Buy Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal at Walmart.
And never
forget to buy some Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals. You'll play Greek yogurt at everyday low prices. At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track for the new year. Back by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the year with a nice rally yesterday. The Dow up 166 points, closing the year at 13,104. NASDAQ gained 59, S&P up 24. Crude oil up more than $1 a barrel to $91.82. Today is New Year's Day, and with it, the minimum wage goes up in 10 states. In alphabetical order, they are Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Missouri, Montana, Ohio, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington State. Overall, roughly 1 million workers in these states will be directly or indirectly affected by the change in the minimum wage. Time to check out those prices at the pump.
Go ahead, fill it up.
new report shows 2012 saw the highest average gas prices ever. The AAA says the national average price for a gallon of gas for the entire year was $3.60 a gallon. That's a new record, with the highest prices of the year seen on April 5th and 6th. On those 2 days, the average hit $3.94 a gallon after an embargo on Iranian oil exports. The all-time highest gas price average was set in July of 2008 at $4.11 a gallon. And finally, on this New Year's Day, what a day to get married! Now, how's this for an idea? You get married on a float in a parade with millions watching on TV nationwide. That's what Nicole and Gerald of Chesapeake, Virginia are doing today. The lucky couple won a national contest with their story of being former high school classmates who found true love after reconnecting later in life. They received a trip to Pasadena to take part in today's Tournament of Roses parade, and they will be on the Farmers Insurance Love Float as a bride and groom.
A little after 9:20 or so, we're going to stop for 30 seconds at TV Corner and say our I do's and have a kiss.
And Nicole says she's well aware the entire country will be watching.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime amazing experience.
Well, sure, once-in-a-lifetime for you. Some of us had to walk down the aisle a couple of times to get it right. You know, we haven't heard from the groom-to-be yet. Gerald, how you feeling about all this?
Getting a little nervous. I think as the hours go by, I'm getting a little bit more nervous, but I'll manage.
He sounds thrilled, but Gerald, look on the bright side. Being married on New Year's Day means it'll be less likely you'll forget your anniversary in years to come. I'm David Weiss. Happy New Year, and that's the news that matters.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.